This week, we answer a question from Evelio in Colombia. He writes, why is a sort of men's underwear called long johns? Thank you. Dear Evelio, when I looked up the history of the term long johns, I found it was first used in World War II by American soldiers. That got me thinking about other words and phrases the soldiers invented. Many words that we use today, or are considered slang terms, came from the soldiers in that war. World War II was fought in many areas, including Europe. Because parts of Europe get cold in winter, the U.S. military gave soldiers special underclothing to help keep them warm. This underclothing covered much of the body, even the arms and legs. The soldiers called it long johns. Long johns are believed to have been named after John L. Sullivan, a famous American boxer in the 19th century. Sullivan wore a similar-looking piece of clothing when he competed in boxing matches. It is also worth noting that Americans sometimes call long johns long underwear. And in parts of the U.S., people may use the term long john when they talk about a kind of baked sweet that looks like a bar. This treat might help you stay warm in cold weather, too. Here is another term that was born in the military. When members of Britain's Royal Air Force did not know why a plane was experiencing problems, they claimed that a small imaginary creature was inside the aircraft. They had a name for this creature. A gremlin. American soldiers began using the term gremlin during the war. On a television program in the 1960s, a man reported seeing one outside of the plane in which he was flying. A gremlin's destroying the plane! You've got to believe me! Today, Americans use gremlin when talking about small, magical creatures. The U.S. military is one place where following orders is very important. Soldiers called someone a big wheel if that person had power over them. Today we use this term when talking about someone who has the respect of others. Here is an example of how to use it in a sentence. My father's a pretty big wheel down at the factory. I hope that helps to answer your question, Evelio. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins. This week, we answer a question from Evelio in Colombia. He writes, why is a sort of men's underwear called long johns? Thank you. Dear Evelio, when I looked up the history of the term long johns, I found it was first used in World War II by American soldiers. That got me thinking about other words and phrases the soldiers invented. Many words that we use today, or are considered slang terms, came from the soldiers in that war. World War II was fought in many areas, including Europe. Because parts of Europe get cold in winter, the U.S. military gave soldiers special underclothing to help keep them warm. This underclothing covered much of the body, even the arms and legs. The soldiers called it long johns. Long johns are believed to have been named after John L. Sullivan, a famous American boxer in the 19th century. Sullivan wore a similar-looking piece of clothing when he competed in boxing matches. It is also worth noting that Americans sometimes call long johns long underwear. And in parts of the U.S., people may use the term Long John when they talk about a kind of baked sweet that looks like a bar. This treat might help you stay warm in cold weather, too. Here is another term that was born in the military. When members of Britain's Royal Air Force did not know why a plane was experiencing problems, they claimed that a small imaginary creature was inside the aircraft. They had a name for this creature, a gremlin. American soldiers began using the term gremlin during the war. On a television program in the 1960s, a man reported seeing one outside of the plane in which he was flying. "A gremlin's destroying the plane! You've got to believe me!" Today, Americans use gremlin when talking about small, magical creatures. The U.S. military is one place where following orders is very important. Soldiers called someone a big wheel if that person had power over them. Today, we use this term when talking about someone who has the respect of others. Here is an example of how to use it in a sentence. My father's a pretty big wheel down at the factory. I hope that helps to answer your question, Evelio. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins. This week, we answer a question from Evelio in Colombia. He writes, "Why is a sort of men's underwear called long johns? Thank you." Dear Evelio, when I looked up the history of the term long johns, I found it was first used in World War II by American soldiers. That got me thinking about other words and phrases the soldiers invented. Many words that we use today, or are considered slang terms, came from the soldiers in that war. World War II was fought in many areas, including Europe. Because parts of Europe get cold in winter, the U.S. military gave soldiers special underclothing to help keep them warm. This underclothing covered much of the body, even the arms and legs. The soldiers called it long johns. Long johns are believed to have been named after John L. Sullivan, a famous American boxer in the 19th century. Sullivan wore a similar-looking piece of clothing when he competed in boxing matches. It is also worth noting that Americans sometimes call long johns long underwear. And in parts of the U.S., people may use the term long john when they talk about a kind of baked sweet that looks like a bar. This treat might help you stay warm in cold weather, too. Here is another term that was born in the military. When members of Britain's Royal Air Force did not know why a plane was experiencing problems, they claimed that a small imaginary creature was inside the aircraft. They had a name for this creature, a gremlin. American soldiers began using the term gremlin during the war. On a television program in the 1960s, a man reported seeing one outside of the plane in which he was flying. "A gremlin's destroying the plane! You've got to believe me!" Today, Americans use gremlin when talking about small, magical creatures. The U.S. military is one place where following orders is very important. Soldiers called someone a big wheel if that person had power over them. Today, we use this term when talking about someone who has the respect of others. Here is an example of how to use it in a sentence. My father's a pretty big wheel down at the factory. I hope that helps to answer your question, Evelio. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins.
The Library of Discarded Books. In 2017, a group of sanitation workers in Ankara, Turkey, began to collect books that had been thrown away. Their goal was to create a small supply of books for other employees to borrow from. The workers would salvage any discarded books they found while collecting garbage, in order to make sure that other people would get to read them. While this collection began as a supply for the sanitation department's workers, the story of the discarded books was brought to the attention of the public. Soon, residents of Ankara began donating their books to the sanitation department's collection instead of throwing them away. As the once small book collection started to grow, the sanitation workers decided to open a public library made up of unwanted books. Today, this library is located in an abandoned brick factory, where there are now chairs and tables so that people can sit and read. It contains thousands of different books, both fiction and nonfiction. In fact, the library has become so successful that schools in Ankara now borrow books from it to use as learning materials.
Brought to you by EnglishClub.com.
The Library of Discarded Books. In 2017, a group of sanitation workers in Ankara, Turkey, began to collect books that had been thrown away. Their goal was to create a small supply of books for other employees to borrow from. The workers would salvage any discarded books they found while collecting garbage, in order to make sure that other people would get to read them. While this collection began as a supply for the sanitation department's workers, the story of the discarded books was brought to the attention of the public. Soon, residents of Ankara began donating their books to the sanitation department's collection instead of throwing them away. As the once small book collection started to grow, the sanitation workers decided to open a public library made up of unwanted books. Today, this library is located in an abandoned brick factory, where there are now chairs and tables so that people can sit and read. It contains thousands of different books, both fiction and nonfiction. In fact, the library has become so successful that schools in Ankara now borrow books from it to use as learning materials.
Brought to you by EnglishClub.com.
The Library of Discarded Books. In 2017, a group of sanitation workers in Ankara, Turkey, began to collect books that had been thrown away. Their goal was to create a small supply of books for other employees to borrow from. The workers would salvage any discarded books they found while collecting garbage, in order to make sure that other people would get to read them. While this collection began as a supply for the sanitation department's workers, the story of the discarded books was brought to the attention of the public. Soon, residents of Ankara began donating their books to the sanitation department's collection instead of throwing them away. As the once small book collection started to grow, the sanitation workers decided to open a public library made up of unwanted books. Today, this library is located in an abandoned brick factory, where there are now chairs and tables so that people can sit and read. It contains thousands of different books, both fiction and nonfiction. In fact, the library has become so successful that schools in Ankara now borrow books from it to use as learning materials.
Brought to you by EnglishClub.com.
Example.
I ride my bicycle. I like to ride my bicycle around most of the time. If I'm able to, I'll ride a bicycle to work. And also, I like to walk everywhere. I've never owned a car, so I tend to walk a lot of different places.
Speaker A.
I like to go running 2 or 3 times a week, but to be honest, I'm not the best runner. I probably walk for 15 minutes, then run for 10, and then walk for another 15 minutes. But I'm hoping someday I can work up to run to do running for at least 20 minutes.
Speaker B.
I like to go to the gym. A few times a week, I like to go to the gym. I really like running, but at the moment it's quite cold outside, so I don't like to go running outside. So usually I go to the gym and use the treadmill.
Speaker C.
Every week I go to yoga. I also do some walking. I also do some push-ups every day. But that's about it. I also try to control what I eat. I don't eat that much oily food or I don't drink much alcohol, so I guess that's how I try to keep fit.
Speaker D.
To stay in shape, I try and walk a lot is one thing. And also, I cycle into work 2 or 3 times a week. Now, that might not sound like much, but I actually work on top of a mountain, so that's a fair amount of exercise. It takes me about 30, 40 minutes.
Speaker E.
Exercise, including going to the gym, doing yoga, dancing, hiking, whatever physical activity I can get my hand on that doesn't involve really going to the gym would be preferable.
Example.
I ride my bicycle. I like to ride my bicycle around most of the time. If I'm able to, I'll ride a bicycle to work. And also, I like to walk everywhere. I've never owned a car, so I tend to walk a lot of different places.
Speaker A.
I like to go running 2 or 3 times a week, but to be honest, I'm not the best runner. I probably walk for 15 minutes, then run for 10, and then walk for another 15 minutes. But I'm hoping someday I can work up to run to do running for at least 20 minutes.
Speaker B.
I like to go to the gym. A few times a week, I like to go to the gym. I really like running, but at the moment it's quite cold outside, so I don't like to go running outside, so usually I go to the gym and use the treadmill.
Speaker C.
Every week I go to yoga. I also do some walking. I also do some push-ups every day. But that's about it. I also try to control what I eat. I don't eat that much oily food or I don't drink much alcohol, so I guess that's how I try to keep fit.
Speaker D.
To stay in shape, I try and walk a lot is one thing. And also, I cycle into work 2 or 3 times a week. Now, that might not sound like much, but I actually work on top of a mountain, so that's a fair amount of exercise. It takes me about 30, 40 minutes.
Speaker E.
Exercise, including going to the gym, doing yoga, dancing, hiking, whatever whatever physical activity I can get my hand on that doesn't involve really going to the gym would be preferable.
Example. I ride my bicycle. I like to ride my bicycle around most of the time. If I'm able to, I'll ride a bicycle to work. And also, I like to walk everywhere. I've never owned a car, so I tend to walk a lot of different places.
Speaker A.
I like to go running 2 or 3 times a week, but to be honest, I'm not the best runner. I probably walk for 15 minutes, then run for 10, and then walk for another 15 minutes. But I'm hoping someday I can work up to run, to do running for at least 20 minutes.
Speaker B.
I like to go to the gym. A few times a week, I like to go to the gym. I really like running, but at the moment it's quite cold outside, so I don't like to go running outside, so usually I go to the gym and use the treadmill.
Speaker C.
Every week I go to yoga. I also do some walking. I also do some push-ups every day. But that's about it. I also try to control what I eat. I don't eat that much oily food, or I don't drink much alcohol, so I guess that's how I try to keep fit.
Speaker D.
To stay in shape, I try and walk a lot, is one thing. And also, I cycle into work 2 or 3 times a week. Now, that might not sound like much, but I actually work on top of a mountain, so... that's a fair amount of exercise. It takes me about 30-40 minutes.
Speaker E.
Exercise, including going to the gym, doing yoga, dancing, hiking, whatever physical activity I can get my hand on that doesn't involve really going to the gym would be preferable.